Kentucky and Ohio. Some of the storms unleashing tornadoes, at least three deaths confirmed in Logan County, Ohio. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell unloading on his Democrat counterpart Chuck Schumer for Schumer's call for new elections in Israel, also for criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu over the war in Gaza. The Dow down 98 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With a frontal system approaching, we've got an increasing chance of rain and thunderstorms again today from time to time. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, especially this afternoon and this evening. Today's high in the upper 70s. The rain will end in the overnight hours tonight. Tonight's low 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are very small during the daytime hours. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. Then another round of scattered showers from time to time on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler by Monday. In fact, we could see some patchy frost late Monday night into early Tuesday with lows in the mid-30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
1819 News.
A state lawmaker is addressing the issue that emerged this week at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center regarding its space camp leadership. State Representative Mac Butler said this week at a committee hearing that House Bill 130 will have an amendment inserted in order to address space camp in particular. The bill overall is expanding the already existing restrictions on exposing students grades K through 12th grade to sexual identity and sexual orientation teachings in a public education setting. Butler believes that the bill will be voted on in the Alabama House sometime next week. The amendment would be added to address space camp after a Huntsville father made other parents aware that a biological man who goes by the name Molly Bowman and identifies as a woman will be working in the camp where those campers stay overnight, including young girls. The father, Clay Yarbrough, also showed the hypersexualized social media posts that had been made by Molly Bowman in the past. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A certified paramedic was arrested and charged this week with reckless endangerment. 42-year-old Jessica Ulmer of Grand Bay is accused of supplying alcohol, vapes, and marijuana to teenagers that were staying at her home. Investigators indicate that the teens were between the ages of 13 and 15. All of this came to light to Mobile police after one of the mothers of those teens reported on Ulmer. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is recalling honey-roasted cashews that are sold in Walmart stores under the Great Value brand. The cashews were incorrectly labeled and did not identify the proper allergens that are within those cashews. No injuries have been reported from the mislabeled nuts. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the second half of the show. Let's get a quick update from Sky. Let us know how everything's going. I wish we'd have done it in the first hour. I know people are calling and asking.
Yes.
And Sky, how are things? You look like you're in a great mood today.
I am. I really am. Yesterday, Martha was moved from ICU. Yes. She's now in a regular room on the neurology floor, and my people on the scene up there tell me it's quite nice.
I bet it's so much calmer and quieter, and I bet she feels like not home, but like you're making progress. That's a good step.
It's the first step that had to happen. Now, she was in ICU for almost exactly 3 weeks.
Wow.
And that is it's physically demanding, and she's weak, okay?
Yeah.
But they got her up. My people on the scene tell me that they got her moved yesterday afternoon, and they got her up a couple of times. And she sounds great. You know, we're calling each other, texting each other, and but she's got a ways to go. There's going to be some rehab, some physical rehabilitation involved in this. But praise God, this is really the first big milestone in the step down process. And bonus, more good news. There's a couch in that room.
Oh, you didn't have a couch in the other room? Did you sleep in a chair?
If there was a couch in there, I sure wish somebody would have pointed it out to me. It's a very small room. There wasn't even a bathroom in that room. So when you spend the night, and I don't know about you, but at my age, I have to get up and pee a couple times a night. Well, this requires a hike of about, 120 yards.
That is...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sky.
And sleeping in that recline, it says it reclines, but that's another.
Yeah. It just leans back a little bit. Reclines, it's a spectrum. Recline is on a spectrum.
That chair was brutal, man. So we got a couch.
Oh, you're fancy now.
Yeah, I won't know how to act, man.
That'll be good.
It's fantastic. And I'm looking into, rehabilitation facilities in Montgomery.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
So.
That will be good for your soul.
Yeah, it's be good for everybody. And because the family, the friends, the resources are stretched very thin.
Yeah.
By this point,
hey, 3 weeks is a long time. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, and I wanted someone there, around the clock, and everybody's pitched in and done such a really amazing job.
So are you coming up this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be up there. I want to thank everyone again for all your mighty prayers. And please continue Martha's complete recovery, complete healing, and believe what you're asking for is being done.
Praying for sweet Martha.
Yeah.
Well.
Thanks, y'all.
Pretty amazing how far she's come.
Oh, I know. And the series of events that just being able to, anyway, it's kind of overwhelming sometimes.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very, very good. That is good news. Absolutely good news. Let's go out to our phone calls. Let's go to Jack. Jack, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I tried to get in yesterday, but just could not get through. Wanted to share a couple of tidbits about white dirt with you from yesterday.
Yes.
White dirt again. I'm telling you, this is insane.
Well, I think I heard you guys use the term diatomaceous, and for the most part, it is diatomaceous soil. And I don't know, people who eat it, that eating soil is referred to as pterolagnia. And it is a malfunction, if you will. Also, if you take diatomaceous soil and spread it around a fire ant hill and then stir up that ant hill, as the ants cross it, you will see them roll over and die.
Really?
Yes, sir. If you look at diatomaceous soil under a microscope, it looks like a gajillion razor blades. And ants are exoskeletal, so they don't survive crossing that line.
I did not know that, Jack.
Wow.
Are you pulling our legs?
Not a chance. I wouldn't do that.
Diatomaceous.
But do people eat that?
People eat diatomaceous soil. They do.
That's crazy. I didn't know which was which. I just had heard that before. I know people eat clay, too.
Yep.
In Pepto, what is Pepto-Bismol?
Pterolagnia. I mean, they want to eat dirt. There are names for eating a lot of things.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Is there any health benefit to it if you don't have pterolagnia?
Pterolagnia is the act of eating
dirt. The dirt?
Oh.
Yeah. There are other things that you can eat that are preceded by, or post-preceded, if you will, by lagnia. So it just means the act of eating.
here's over at the Amazon's, diatomaceous earth, food grade, 10-pound bag. Offers an alternative method for detoxing your body, one that is cheap, simple, and effective. Doesn't require fasting or foul tasting something or another. Jack, I'm still trying to find the ant story, but you have told me something that I had never heard before.
I have seen the fire ant thing demonstrated. It's wild. It's amazing.
That is. Did you ever see on what's the show that everybody watches but they say they don't? Naked and Afraid. where they take the ashes from the fire and spread them out around, and then the ants and stuff won't come across into where you are because their body starts drying out from the ashes.
Really?
Something like that. Is that true? Do you know that one, Jack, or do you only know about white dirt?
I can happily say the only thing I've seen about Naked and Afraid are commercials for the show.
Yeah, well, in the old days, it was somewhat normal. I don't know if you can say normal people, but the last couple of seasons, it's like bat crap crazy people on there, which just made it worse and worse. But anyway.
Or better and better.
Who else wants to be naked on an island and afraid?
I know, right?
No people. Joke. I think I could handle the sun and the animals, but the bugs, just the millions of bites that they get in some places when they're in these jungles, I don't even know how they do it. I can't. I couldn't take it.
In some places, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right, Jack. Thank you, brother. And I don't know if white dirt will help you or not. See you, buddy.
My mom used to say, God made dirt and dirt don't hurt. So maybe you can eat it.
Maybe.
I used to say you got to eat a pound of dirt before you die. Have you ever heard that one?
No, but really? I bet kids
you
do.
You never heard that?
I've never heard you got to eat a pound of dirt. That's so if you, when you reach your pound, then you die?
Well, no, it's the minimum.
I gotta have a minimum. Let's go to Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
I'm all right.
There you go.
Hey, I got a contest idea for you that I think you need to get somebody to sponsor.
Okay.
You can call it the AAA. Abs and Al absences or attendance. I think you can guess, keep her quiet for the first 15, and then you can have people call in and guess who is there and who is not there.
You know what the problem is with that whole idea, Eric? You just said it.
You can't get her to be quiet?
Keep her quiet for the first 15. Wait, what planet has that ever worked on?
I'm sure he's...
That's why they made noise-canceling headphones. That's where that whole thing came from.
Look, if you don't want me to talk, don't give me a microphone.
I try to turn you off.
You actually do try and turn me off. You're right, Scott. You do. And I just yell louder.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes through my other microphone.
Yes.
I don't know. We got things to do, Eric the dog. We got places to be. Scott, not so much. But that's what happens when you are the patriarch. You got to be there to hold things down.
Just hold the Coliseum in place.
So are y'all saying that the ladies of liberty aren't as important to the show as the patriarchy is?
Well, let's just say the show wouldn't be what it was without us, which means I think we're fairly important. But sometimes we just disappear so that you miss us.
That's what it is. It's a strategy, Eric.
Yeah.
They purposefully schedule their absentees so that people yearn for their return.
Yeah.
There is such a thing as overexposure.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Right. I tried that at the house. You got to be careful. Sometimes you might come home and somebody else is in your spot. You know what I mean?
We'll replace you. We tried to get Greg Phillips to replace Allison, and then she came back with a vengeance.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I just want to remind y'all that you're only half as smart as you think you are, and you'll never be as smart as that other guy. And, you know, we all have to have targets and aspirations in our life, and I hope one day y'all are as smart as that guy. And I think the key to the whole thing is, you need to get a paintbrush in one hand and a jerk in the other one, and I think you'll be okay.
Hey, you'll love this, Eric the dog. I won't have a paintbrush, but guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Running a marathon.
That's a weird segue. I won't have a paintbrush, but guess what? You be smoking?
Oh.
The devil's lettuce?
No, I don't know why. I'll get to the point. But the point is, okay, so like 6 years ago, I bought a 1975 Airstream land yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to refurbish, like it had a shell off renovation. Like we had to redo everything.
Okay.
Okay. So now I'm down to the part where I have to polish and buff.
You've already put all the inside back together?
Inside's back together.
Okay. Okay.
Outside now needs to be polished and buffed. And I'm learning all about this. And I keep thinking about airplanes because it's all aluminum and it's all airplanes. So I am going to be buffing and polishing my Airstream, which might take 6 more years. So I don't know if you have any, I could use your help with that. I'm not painting it, but if you know anything about how to polish and buff aluminum, send your tips my way. Okay, seriously.
All right, Eric. Thanks, buddy.
I'll find you some. All right, y'all. Adios.
All right. Adios. I used some Alumabrite or something on a fishing boat one time because it just would not. We buffed and polished and buffed and polished and buffed and polished. Oh, yeah. It, you know, it may be dissolving the first outer layer of oxidized aluminum, or if you can oxidize aluminum, I don't know if you can.
Do you just brush it on?
You spray it on.
Oh.
And then spray it off. And it probably kills everything under it. And then when you buff it, it looks good.
Oh, so you still have to buff it. It doesn't replace.
You still, it gets the stuff you can't get to buff off, the cloudiness. So it's kind of, you know, bare looking. And when you buff it, it really looks good.
Okay. Well, I might have to look into that.
I think it was called Alumabrite. It's something like that. It's one of those things that, you know, that you really think you ought to wear the gloves with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, some everything says wear gloves, like your Tide Pod probably says it. But this is one where you're like, yeah, maybe. Probably don't get that all over my skin.
Y'all are going to be so proud of me. This will not be a kept wife story. This is a Allison has...
Did you really do the inside yourself?
Yeah, I did. Now, I didn't do the welding and stuff, but I...
Together.
Jared didn't help, didn't
but
do any of it.
You put the cabinets in and the beds,
yes.
And you cut them all,
yes.
And you built them all.
Well, no, I had Jose help me with some of the cutting.
Oh, Jose!
But I did. I put up all the walls.
Jose, Trabajo.
I had to do... I put the cabinets in.
Said, hold right here.
I love Jose. He's so good. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to send you pictures, and you're going to be so, you're going to be like, I didn't know Al had a dinner.
I wanted to hear about fire ants from Pat. You think Pat will hold on? Pat, hold on, please.
I'm sorry. I got sidetracked because, yeah. I can't see Sky. Can you see Sky? I don't know.
Yes, I can see Sky.
Okay, there we go.
We got like 40 seconds.
I do
seconds.
Have a list
15
if
seconds.
You want to do some news.
No, no list.
Dang it.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
This is Jonathan with Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. With all that's changed in the last decade, I really thought that radio advertising was dead, but I was wrong. We opened our store during the pandemic, and we wouldn't have been near successful without advertising on Blue Water. Practically every day, someone comes in for the first time and tells us they heard about Oswalt's on the radio. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Actually, there's a very interesting story over there about what's that story about? It's about Nick Saban. Headline: Saban expresses skepticism about college athletics unionization. If you didn't know, and I'm coming to Pat really quick. The Dartmouth basketball players joined the Service Employees International Union Local 560 earlier this month. The players voted 13-2 to join the Service Employees International Union. And on Thursday, the National Labor Relations Board certified the election. Now, Saban, who you have to get, he's no dummy. He warned that unionization would make college athletes employees. That's exactly right. Which had disadvantages. He's bringing up those little, you know, those pesky little things like...
He's meddling.
The value of your scholarship would now be taxable. The value of your stay would be taxable. So I don't think all these people have thought about this. This is a bunch of people just thinking they're being cool. And I don't care if it's Dartmouth or not. This just... They're just... I don't know. They're ruining it all.
We need to play Saban's clip about why he retired. Have you heard that when he testified in front of the Senate?
That. Let's find that. Really? If you can find it while I'm talking to Pat. Good. Pat, welcome to the program.
Good morning, all.
Hey, Pat.
I heard the guy talking about, and I never can pronounce it, but I think it's the diatomaceous. And you talked about...
We say it down here, diatomaceous.
Okay, well, good for you.
Yeah, I didn't say it was right, but at least people know what we're saying.
I buy it and put it in my chicken feed to warm my chickens. I've never tried it on a fire ant, but I'm going to.
Really? So it's so rough it kills the worms, like the intestinal worms in the chickens?
Yeah, what it does is the worm will eat it, and it literally cuts them apart. Like he described it perfectly. If you look at it, this under the microscope, and I've never done that, but you need to do it. It looks like thousands of little razor blades, and it just literally slices the worm to, you know, kills it. So
what does it do what does it do to the poor little chicken's intestines?
Do they heal up? Or? They've got a gizzard that takes care of that, I think.
All I know is that's how I worm my chickens. You can buy a 10-pound bag of it at most feed stores anywhere in the area, and I put it in my chicken feed.
Dang, brother, that's pretty good. Hey, do you let your chickens, Pat? Do they roam around the yard, or do you just keep them pinned up for the most part?
My wife would tell you, sadly, they roam everywhere.
They do. Aww.
We have a feral cat colony on the farm, and I have to feed them in the morning before I let the chickens out because the chickens love cat food. And the chickens are not afraid of the cats, and when the chickens hit the deck, the cats leave.
So. Yeah, well, chickens are annoying. If you've ever been around them, they just
my chickens.
They just cackle and it's. Phew.
We used to have one chicken, Alice, that would come up to the door. Like you could, she would come up to the back porch and she would stand at the door until you let her in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got a couple that let me pick them up, and they're just, you know, I carry them around like they're a pet. But
that's pretty cool, Pat. You get great eggs, don't you? You get good eggs.
And I've had people tell me there's no difference, and they're wrong.
Oh, no,
they're totally wrong. Whoever told you there's no difference is doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yep. So yeah, we get farm fresh eggs, and we provide that to a few folks in the neighborhood, and we love our chickens.
That's awesome, Pat. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too. You got that look.
Let me preface this with that. I know this will be shocking when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a doctor.
Thank you, Alice.
I am not a doctor.
Comma, but.
But I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, so there's all this literature that's coming out that's saying that cancer is a parasite.
There's been some conspiracy theory people saying
I don't think
those things for a long, long, long time.
Yes. And we know people that have taken fenbendazole, which is a dewormer that they use in dogs mainly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or not a dewormer, but a parasite.
Yeah, I think it's a dewormer.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, like, could we eat the Dimetecatus earth? And chop up some parasites.
Kill the if you had worms?
No, and kill cancer.
No, I think it just kills like the worms, the little worms in your intestine. Like if your dog had worms. Those may be heartworms. They probably won't help that. Intestinal worms.
Okay.
Not the ones that are out past the borders of your intestines.
What is it, like pinworms? Remember your kids would get pinworms?
My kids didn't. Y'all in Tennessee.
No, my kids, Shelby County.
I don't even remember.
Really?
No.
Okay, anyway.
Was that like one that gets in your foot or something?
We don't really want to talk about it. But yeah.
Where are you getting?
Okay, don't.
I don't think
don't
that helps you either. It's just the ones in your intestines.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not a doctor. I'm just trying to think of ways we can cure cancer here on this show.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I appreciate you looking out for people.
Thank you, Scott. It's a good thought, though. Yeah, I mean,
it's a way to question.
This is the way science used to work. You would form a hypothesis, and you would test it, and you would talk about it.
Sometimes you would ask somebody,
and then
everybody
would say, "You're really stupid, and that's a terrible idea, and don't do it, and please don't say it on the radio."
That's the way it would work. Let's go to Miss Love. Miss Love, welcome to the program.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning,
Miss Love.
I want to call. And tell you this. This month is Women's History Month.
Yes, ma'am.
And for over 50 years, people have told me I should put my testimonies out there.
Yes, ma'am.
But this month, I felt the Holy Spirit telling me to do something. And so I did. It's an article, and then we'll be in the newspaper Sunday.
Okay.
It's already online. It's Alabama veterans lean on faith during military service at Shanna, HEUPEL.
Which newspaper, Ms. Love?
Sir?
Which newspaper will this article be in?
The Montgomery Advertiser.
Okay.
And maybe have something to do with the U.S. What is that? I can't remember the other one.
Miss Love, we got to take a break. Thank you so much, and we will look for that.
That's great.
Fantastic. We'll be back.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the River Region.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With a frontal system approaching, we've got an increasing chance of rain and thunderstorms again today from time to time. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, especially this afternoon and this evening. Today's high in the upper 70s. The rain will end in the overnight hours tonight. Tonight's low 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are very small during the daytime hours. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. Then another round of scattered showers from time to time on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler by Monday. In fact, we could see some patchy frost late Monday night into early Tuesday with lows in the mid-30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Sky, did you get all the information from Miss Love? Alabama veterans.
Yes,
with faith on
the Montgomery Advertiser.
Yeah, it's online.
Yes, online
already. Now, so very good. So that's her article, her testimony.
Yes,
fantastic. I can't wait to see that.
And thank you to the caller who called in and saved me. Sure disaster, potentially,
that
on the
Dennis,
Airstream.
Dennis.
On testing the stuff?
Yeah, because you were going to send my Aluma Bright.
I don't even know if that's the name of it. I was just saying that name rings a bell.
Trust me, I didn't really listen to you.
You didn't? Good.
I was going to do some research.
If you were trying to get the boat polished, you would want that. Because I did the polishing the other way with the buffer and all the stuff. And I actually used the paste that was recommended. And it works on the part that not been setting in the water.
Because my Airstream has not been in water.
Yeah, so you should be okay.
So I'm hopeful that I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, I have the Nick Saban little...
What he was saying about NIL?
Yeah, and just... Why were we even talking about that?
Well, there's an 1819 news article by Jeff Poor where Saban is responding to the Dartmouth basketball players.
Oh, the union.
Who voted to join the union.
What dinguses?
Well, because this whole movement has been about, hey, these college athletes are really employees. That was at the base of some of all this NIL stuff. And they need to get paid more. They're working, they're doing, and all this kind of stuff. And he's just making the point that, hey, look, you know, if you do that, everything that's kind of given to you that we can get away with doing it as scholarships and all this may indeed become income. Well, then you're going to owe taxes. So all the folks who are all of a sudden now taxes are due.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to like
so
that.
So the lineman or the person who's not getting the big NIL deal, you know, it just irritates me, this whole thing of, oh, I was so cool, though. You know, the school sacrificed me, and everybody wanted to buy my jersey and all that kind of stuff. That's what we were sold on the NIL thing. Oh, you can sell your jersey. You can sell your signature or whatever and make some money. And now the schools are basically having to buy players.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with how, okay, I'll give you an example. My understanding, the story I was told, I don't know if it's true or not, was like something like 50 Alabama players, after they lost in the college playoff, wanted to know about renegotiating their NIL deals. Now, I'm not opposed to any of that conversation. I think it's all dumb. I don't like NIL. But do you really, is that the first thing you say when you come back from losing
right. In
the college football playoff? I would still be kind of hanging my head down. We lost in the college football playoff, but they wanted to know, could they up their NIL deals? I don't even know. How many of those people's names do I even know? Of the 50?
I guarantee.
Two,
right.
Three, four, five? If I don't know your name, and most people don't know your name, is your name, image, likeness worth what you're getting? Probably not. So why is anybody paying it for you? They're paying it for you because we're using it as a recruiting tool. We're using it to get players. That's what everybody is having to do now. And so you just never can get away from the damage done by the do-gooders. The do-gooders come in to fix the problems of everybody else's, and they just wreck things.
Well, so Nick Saban was testifying in front of the Senate, I think last week, maybe earlier this week,
Do you want to Bluetooth it up, or do you just want to play it the old Allison way?
I kind of like the old Allison
way. Okay, well, it's fine. We have good mics.
I mean, I can try it. No, it's a Friday. Do we want to? Come on, it's a risk-taking Friday.
You sure?
No.
Do it the Allison way.
Okay, so he was asked by Senator Ted Cruz if name, image, likeness played a role in his decision to retire. And this was his response. Hold on. And the Allison way is not working.
All the things I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics. So it's always was about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. My wife even said to me, we'd have all the recruits over on Sunday with their parents for breakfast. And she would always meet with the mothers and talk about how she was going to help and impact their sons and how they would be well taken care of. And she came to me, you know, like right before I retired and said, why are we doing this? I said, what do you mean? She said, all they care about is how much you're going to pay them. They don't care about how you're going to develop them, which is all what we've always done. So why are we doing this?
Huh. So somebody please, no, of course, I get it. I can hear the messages now. Well, Saban's only mad because he used to get everybody because they just buy everybody. Now everybody else can buy everybody, and he's just mad that he can't do it. No, I mean, I think the game is being ruined. And as a dad of a child who wants to play in college, and a dad of a child who does play in college for a different sport, most of us are still out there. The student athlete, my son, wants to play. We're worried about the scholarship. We're worried about all the things that, you know, have always historically been there. The being able to go to college and then have it paid for and have the experience and play. And all this stuff has done is messed up the college game. And I really wish the NCAA or whoever would try to put it back in the bottle. And frankly, I wish even Coach Saban and others would quit trying to straddle the line, because he does, of, well, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you still can have some name. Just stop. And just say, we've got to try to cram this back in the bottle. Maybe we can up the stipends and maybe everybody gets the same thing. Maybe we can do that. Maybe that's the answer, at least for the big, you know, the big conferences that have plenty of money, have a different level than everyone else. But just because Coach Saban's saying all the things that are wrong with it and how it's ruined it, but he still doesn't want to look like the bad meanie who says, no, just cut it out.
Well, he did also remark that college football is headed towards a caste system where success is based on how much college programs pay players.
Yes, that's right. Whoever pays the most gets the best players, and chances are they will do really well. I'll give you a great example.
Well, regarding that, well, say you're upset because if Saban was paying players,
right,
he'd have been caught a long, long time.
There would have been plenty of people to turn him in.
There's been investigators. Yeah, of course. That's ridiculous. That's what losers say.
Well, here's the funny thing. If you want to look at some of the impact, and I know there's other things that have worked there, but for the past decade, Clemson has been a real entity. Dabo Sweeney at Clemson.
Yeah.
He made no bones about not liking NIL. I don't know if they went full bore on NIL. Also don't know what kind of deep pockets Clemson has. Until they became successful recently, you know, they used a lot of the money they made to build, I think, a softball thing. They did arena soccer thing. They were using a lot of that money to up their facilities across the athletic programs. And then they're kind of average now.
Mm-hmm.
And is that because they can't compete on the NIL world? Maybe. Is it because he hasn't jumped into paying players with both feet? Maybe. And, you know, I just wish some of all these do-gooders had started a glorious do-gooders football league and had their own little minor league team and quit trying to make college football into the minor leagues.
You think Johnny Manziel has guilt?
Johnny Manziel wishes he came later.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
We'll be back.
Through my mind. Tucker Pecan. Things are changing at Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Button,
welcome into the program, everybody.
What'd you
Sorry.
Do? What'd you do?
It's Scott.
No, I had the third mic on.
Scott is not being a good button masher today.
The Do you want to do that story?
No.
No?
That was just for you.
Okay.
And everybody that was listening on the third mic that wasn't turned off.
Let's go to Kilroy.
The mics of March.
Let's go to Kilroy. Kilroy, welcome to the program.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday to you.
I want to extend an invitation to the members of the Pardons and Parole Board to an event coming up on Monday. Those people cordially invited are Cam Ward, Lee Gwathney, Dwayne Spurlock, and Daryl Littleton. And the governor can come too if she'd like. We'll save her a seat. Monday will be the murder trial for Michael Jerome Butler. And I think they should all be in the room to hear what exactly he did after they let him out.
That's a very good point. It's a very good point.
Michael Jerome Butler has another trial coming up on April 8th in Prattville, where he kidnapped and raped two teenage girls. However, I don't think that they should attend that trial for their own health and safety.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. Sure. Very good point. Just stay away.
What?
You know, I would hate to be on one of these pardon and parole boards, but I have a tendency to think there'd be very little chance that I would ever let. Now, that puts more pressure on the judge and back at the beginning of the sentence, but I would just have a really hard time letting anybody out early unless there was just beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Well, this isn't the only case. We've got one in Escambia County who was let out and raped the same woman that he was in for. There was an attempted cop killer that got out in 2022. All of these have done no more than a third of their sentence. Some of them a fifth, like Mr. Butler, who did 3 out of 15 years. And no ankle monitors, no keeping up. They're serving
nothing
from home. Not a
wow.
thing.
That's rough. That is rough. But you don't really expect any of these bureaucrats to feel any responsibility for what they do. I mean, it's very similar to the border. I mean, none of those elected officials feel any responsibility for the crimes that are committed by illegal aliens in this country, for them leaving the borders open. They don't. That they have no responsibility whatsoever.
And the Republicans in this state claim to be tough on crime.
Mm. Well, the mail pieces say that, Kilroy. I mean, you know, fighting for us.
Well, if they really mean it, they can come to the Pell City Courthouse at 9 a.m. on Monday and see what they've done.
You got it, brother. Thanks, wow. Kilroy. Appreciate you.
Ugh. I just...
I do think that people are beginning to... You hear the frustration in Kilroy's voice. Saying, especially when he said they probably shouldn't come to this other trial.
Yeah, don't show up.
Because people are beginning to say, hey, wait a minute. Yes, it's the criminal's fault. But you let the criminal out. And I hate to say it, but I think I'm going to say it. In Exodus, God is telling Moses, and Moses is passing along to the Israelites, you know, you get the Ten Commandments, but you got the other rules and guidelines where the kind of setting up how society is going to be. And one of the things is the liability for your ox, your animals. And if your ox gets out and gores somebody, it's not your fault. Unless the ox had gored somebody else and everybody knew that the ox was dangerous, then it gets out, it is your fault.
Mm.
Well, these guys, these criminals are their oxes.
Yep.
And they know they're dangerous. And oftentimes they let them out because the pressure is to, you know, let the correctional facilities have some relief. Steal your ox.
This is one of those data point things.